Of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. Apparently, we're all going to die because of the storm outside. So much for Halloween. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the Stone Cold Steve Austin master today. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at my name John, at Degenerates 975. You can also text us.
You really got to stop it.
I know I got to stop. I can't. All right? I can't stop it. It's his fault. If he's going to go with that Twitter handle, then I'm going to say it the way it pops into my head. My name John. You can also get us up on the text line, 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things a little bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, when you send a raven, when you come flying in on whatever tornado is spinning through here like Dorothy, put odds on it. What are the odds we survive here since our phones were all blowing up a few minutes ago about the tornado warning?
Oh, really? AT&T didn't even tell me. They're trying to get
me really?
To die.
Well, yeah, they want you dead. The rest of us, they told to go take shelter. So,
yeah, the only thing I got in is alert from Yahoo Sports saying that DeAndre Hopkins is his status has changed from healthy to questionable. Which that's worse than a storm.
Yeah, well, everybody's phone started, but it was worse than an Amber Alert. You could hear every phone in the building buzzing. And then it said tornado warning, and now it's tornado watch. So I guess tornado watch.
Are you old enough that we would put out a silver alert on you?
I hope not. Don't you have to be over 65 for a silver alert?
I don't know. I don't know what the number is.
Yeah. Well, why are you trying to get me to disappear?
No, I'm just curious, like, what to do if we can't find you one day.
I think just go look at Lions Poker for me.
It's probably the spot.
Yeah, either that or, you know, shacked up somewhere. So today's an important day because tomorrow I can start drinking again. And technically, I could have started drinking already. So I'm looking forward to that. But guess what we have? Friday, we're going to be at the new Big City Wings in Spring.
Man, I'm so excited about that because...
That's near you, right?
It's a built-in excuse not to go to the meeting on Friday.
Yeah, well, I'm out on the meeting too. I had to give a whole list to David Gal of things to talk about regarding Sports Map and audiobooks and things of that nature.
Jong, you're going to have to be in there to take a bow. When they kiss our ass for ratings, because that's...
Yeah, and make a big deal out of it this time.
Yeah, let everybody know.
Not just ho-hum, number one again. Say, dude, right. 10 months in a row, suck it. That's what you should say.
Should I whip it out?
If you need to, yeah. You do what you got to do. You do what you got to do. Lay it on the table.
Yeah, no, I want to... That's the bottom line, because Jong Lee says so. Wasn't that Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But
they brought us Big City Wings today.
But it's also really you know what? I don't know if it's close to my house.
Well, you'll find out.
I know it's in Spring, which is closer to my house than
the station.
Here.
Yeah.
But I don't know where in Spring. So that could determine how far of a drive it is for me.
I've seen pictures. It looks really cool.
Okay.
But thanks to Sam and everybody at Big City
John,
Wings.
Can you find me that address? We want to send the people there because they're going to want to come on Friday and visit us.
Yeah, they're going to want to come see us because this is the only time in this week that we're out.
Oh, they'll have that. I mean, imagine going a whole week without seeing us.
I know. It's got to be hard.
Very difficult.
But thanks to Big City Wings, they brought us wings today, which I cannot wait for the first break. So as soon as it clicks to 4:11, I'm inhaling these things. But... yeah, I love pretty much everything they do over there, and I'm excited to be going, and Sam knows that. He knows I'm a fan of his food, so. 713-780-ESPN. Here's how your What Are the Odds work. Bill starts it off. What are the odds the Astros make a play for Kershaw? Well, I don't think he's going to actually opt out, honestly.
I don't think so either.
And even so, I just think that's a number that's good. If he opts out, which I haven't seen anything. Did he opt out today? Did I miss it?
Not that I saw.
Yeah, because I think guys like him and David Price aren't opting out. I think Kershaw is, you know, okay, so it's 2-1-3-2-2 Kirkendall in spring.
Okay.
Did I say Kirkendall right? Because I know it's spelled
No, that's right.
Kirkendall.
I'm going to look this up.
It's one of those names that, you know, you look at and you go, all right. So, yeah, you can find out exactly where that is in relation to you.
2-2-3-1?
2-1-3-2-2.
Oh, 2-1-3-2-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I split on my bets last night. I missed my hockey play, but I did bet against your Rockets.
I split on mine, too, on two stupid college football games.
I had to have something to watch last night. And I bet the Blazers were like, it got up to +5.5 right before the game. I'm like, there's no way. I money-lined them. It's like the way the Rockets are playing, there's no way they should be favored over anybody.
Oh, this is like Kirkendall just south of 99. Like, this is by my dad's house.
Okay.
This is easy for me.
So that's good, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a good spot. I'm excited for Friday now.
Well, I've told Sam many times I want one of these in Edo. But the one over at Marquee's really close for me now, too. So I can get my wing on now. So I'm excited. But, yeah, we haven't been up that direction in a while either. So Northern Blitzers, now's your chance. Come on out and see us. By the way, be careful with all this weather driving home today. First off, if you're having to drive, don't be a dickweed. Because there's going to be other dickweed drivers out there. Don't be one of them. Just relax. Slow down. We'll get you home in one piece the best we can. And for those of you who are dickweeds who don't listen to the show, well, it doesn't matter. They're not listening, so who cares? Yeah, I just got another thing for Tornado Watch now.
The watch is worse than...
the warning's worse.
Warning is worse than watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a watch for, here's your counties, Anderson, Angelina, Austin, Bastrop, Bowie, Brazoria, Brazos, Burleson, there's too many. Every county is under this.
All right.
Harris is on here. What do we care about? Harris, Montgomery, we care about...
Fort Bend. And I guess
also
whatever.
Also on there. Brazoria, we care about.
Okay. What about the people in Beaumont?
Isn't that Jefferson?
I think so.
Yeah, Jefferson.
I might be making that up, though.
You're getting it, too.
I'm not a geographist.
I don't even pretend. I know I drive through Jefferson. I think Chambers is the other one going that way. I could be wrong. Galveston, of course.
How about if you're in our listening area?
If you can hear us.
Be careful.
There's probably a tornado stalking you right now.
Yeah.
So be very careful and get home safe. And it's probably going to screw up Halloween for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
my kids already have alternate plans.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're going to some sort of festival or something.
Somebody
like
just retweeted, confirmed tornado touchdown near Sealy.
And they said there's going to be hail tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's no fun. So
no.
Basically,
get
home in one piece. Watch some Halloween movies with the kids or something. Make them something special for dinner, and let them dress up and run around the house. That's probably the best thing to do.
Yeah, that's the best move.
Yeah, I'm just hoping we all get home in one piece tonight. But then it's going to cool off.
Right.
We're actually going to have cool weather. And follow my man Steven Uzic on Twitter, the weather guy. Who also wrote something for the website. So, 713-780-ESPN. And Jong is the only one who showed up in costume today with his Stone Cold Steve Austin. Congratulations.
He did. Jong will never stop dressing up in costume.
Jong
is like Peter Pan.
See?
He's going to do childish stuff his whole life. And
we do childish stuff, too. It's just different.
It's not a Peter different Pan kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're more like if... Peter Pan and say Charlie Sheen hooked up, we'd be like their kid probably.
Are you saying like Peter Pan with AIDS?
No, not that far.
Because that would be horrible.
I just meant the party aspect of it.
And then what would come of Wendy?
Well, you know, Wendy has to grow up sometimes.
With AIDS?
That's
horrible.
I was never going that way.
Oh.
I was never going that way. But no, I had my... Greg says Beaumont's Jefferson County. That's what I thought. And Steven says tornado watch through tonight. Main line of storms later tonight. That's not good. Because this is a pretty bad line of storms.
Yeah.
So, Steven wrote something on the website we're going to talk about in a little bit, comparing your favorite Houston athletes to what Halloween candy they would be.
That'll be fun.
A couple of them are perfect. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it's on the website. But, I had my Doug Marrone costume all ready to go. But then I had meetings this morning, and I never got home to get it. So it's going to just have to sit in the closet until next year. So I hope Doug Marrone does not get fired, because that would ruin my costume.
Yeah.
And there's no place for me to take it tonight, so oh well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to inhale some Big City Wings here on the break. Come back. We'll take some phone calls. We'll just kind of have some fun today. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's, screw this weather. Let's have a good time. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Guys, I have been on a bit of a health kick, which means I've been eating a lot of meats, which apparently that's, at least for me, is healthy, which means I've been out grilling and smoking a whole bunch. And luckily, I'm doing it on a badass Pits and Spits wood pellet grill that I got made right here locally in Houston. And of course, I got it at Texas Star Grill Shop. If you're looking for a new grill, this is the place to go. They got the fall grill sale going on now. You're not going to find better deals, and you're not going to find better quality grills. Those Pits and Spits, they've got heavy-duty construction, an amazing controller, super high quality, super good performance, and they've had a waiting list for most of the year. They've finally built up a little bit of an inventory, so if you want one, now is the time to get one. They've still got some Traeger, or 32 Traeger Pro 20 grills available. Those are $5.99. That includes a free cover, free wood pellets, and free meat. You can't beat that deal, guys. If you're looking for a gas grill, the Saber Grills, infrared gas grills, no flare-ups, always moist and juicy meat. They've got some great deals on those right now. And if you're looking for an outdoor kitchen, they've got every component you could imagine, down to pizza ovens. It's a fantastic shop. So nice, in fact, that when you walk in, they're going to offer you a beer. You can't beat that, guys. Stop by and see the best in grilling. Texas Star Grill Shop, located 2045 Southwest Freeway in Houston, or 8905 Luetta in Spring. Free delivery, free assembly. Check them out online at texasgrillshop.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Stephen says, it's the last one for now. Storms this afternoon have higher tornado threat. Line of storms tonight with the cold front will be hail, wind threat, small tornado or two possible. All the tornadoes around here are small.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
We're not in Kansas.
Right. These are rib ticklers. I mean, they can mess up your trailer home, because that's what tornadoes do. And they can knock the tree over in your house, but that's about it. Just getting back to the Astros. If I had to bet on what the Astros would do with their pitching staff, I bet they re-sign Charlie Morton at, I don't know what kind of number, but the numbers don't really matter. They can afford it. So I bet they re-sign him. I like Granato's column he wrote last week on Nathan Eovaldi being a real strong possibility. And I think if you have those two guys plus Verlander and Cole, you're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you can throw Josh James or Framber, or as I read today, you know, is the number one pitching prospect in all of MLB.
The untouchable Forrest Whitley?
The untouchable Forrest Whitley.
I'll be damned.
So I couldn't believe that when I read that. He's like, he is the number one pitching prospect in MLB.
According to who?
According to like four different stories I read, which I guess is Baseball America or whatever. I don't know who to cite on it, but well, I was reading the story because it was something like, here's next year's World Series contenders. And when they were talking about the Astros, it's like, well, the Astros will lose Dallas Keuchel and this and that. But they have number one, pitching prospect in all of baseball, Forrest Whitley. And then I saw that somewhere else. And I heard Charlie talk about it today too. Apparently maybe it's yesterday. Number one pitching prospect in all of baseball.
All right.
So we'll see how that plays out. They're gonna need some lineup help though. And we'll see how that goes.
Well, or they just need the guys that are currently here to start hitting like they can. Hmm. You know, like hit up to the standards that they set.
You need Carlos Correa to break off his engagement. We need to start with that.
Yeah.
You need Altuve.
Is he still engaged or is he locked in now?
Well, I think he's about to get married. He's not married yet.
Okay.
But you need that first. Then you need
Altuve to be healthy.
You need Springer to be healthy. You need Bregman to keep being Bregman. He didn't have to do anything. Just keep being Bregman.
Yeah.
And I still think you need another bat somewhere.
Wouldn't hurt.
But Maybe the other untouchable, Kyle Tucker becomes.
Oh, yeah. He's the next Ted Williams.
But you know what? I like the idea of a full season of Tony Kemp. I think that's going to help the lineup quite a bit. But I still think they could use one more. All right, let's, you know what? I haven't heard from DJ Hollygrove in a while.
All right.
Let's hear from DJ Hollygrove. What's up, DJ?
Finally, Hollygrove has came back to the Blitz.
What's up, man?
I just want to say a few things. First, I want to say I think it's a Halloween curse because I have a six-year-old. It's rained for the last 3 years on Halloween. And then I have a couple of odds for you guys. What are the odds that the Saints make it back to the NFC Championship, or make it to the NFC Championship game? And what are the odds that my Pelicans will finish ahead of the Rockets? I hang up and listen.
All right. First one was Saints make it to the NFC Championship game.
DJ, you know how much we love these 2- and 3-part questions, right?
Yeah.
Saints to the NFC Championship game again. Well, it wasn't again because they didn't make it last year.
I'll give them a 25% chance of making it.
I'll go 30. I think they got a little better chance than that. I think depending on what happens with positioning, because if they wind up as the 2 seed, I like their chances a lot. They're going to be really hard to beat at home. If they wind up as a 3 and have to play the Rams again, I don't know. So I'll go 30. And then Pelicans better
So because there's 2 teams, you can technically have a filled up 200%. Can we go, 50% on the Rams?
I feel like 50% on the Rams,
50% on the Rams.
Well, technically, there's still only 100%. It just, the Rams, if I say 50.
Well, because 2 teams can make it. So there's 2 teams that you can add up to 100%.
Yeah, but that's 2 teams that add up to 50% each. But that's okay. But to your point, I say the Rams right now, coin flip to make it.
Okay.
And that's pretty good at this stage of the season.
But you think that the Saints are 30%.
Yeah. And then I think...
is the field 20%? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'll go field 20%. Well, the Vikings I still think are good enough.
And the Eagles, I think they're getting better. I think the Seahawks are looking better.
I think but right now...
Panthers are 5-2.
I know. I can't believe the Panthers are 5-2. I look at the Panthers and I go, really?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, more realistically, you're probably looking at 40% Ram, 25% Saint, and then the other spread out over 35%.
Okay.
Is that better? Does that make you happy?
That's better.
Let's try Jack. Or is it Zach? I think it's Zach.
Yo, Zach, sports.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Sports. What do you want to talk about today?
Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to the guy at the Wholesale Electric.
Okay, are you giving a shout out to the guy who hooked you up with that wireless plan? Because I hope that's not the case. I couldn't hear a thing he was saying.
Yeah. So text in whatever we're trying to say there, because your phone does not cut it, sir. And it's Keyboard Cat on Halloween.
Happy Halloween,
Keyboard Cat. A tradition like no other. So what did your kids settle on for costumes this year?
My older one is like some sort of a murdering clown.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the younger one is Ant-Man.
Also very awesome.
Yeah. Not as cool as last year when he was Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, the Pee-wee Herman.
That was like the coolest costume ever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's happy. That's fine. He's a kid. Hmm. Can't make him be something that I want him to be every year. I should, but I can't.
Oh, well. You know, you'll figure out the older they get, the less input you have in anything.
I know.
They get to a certain age, and it's like, whatever. You know. It's like, hey, yeah, like, for instance, I don't know when it was, a couple years ago, Katie was looking for an idea, and I start throwing stuff out, and she's like, Dad, we did that 4 years ago. I was 12.
No. Yeah. Were you trying to make her be like a Powerpuff Girl or
something? No, I thought it was something cool. It wasn't even that. It might have been like a Harley Quinn or something. Everybody did that 4 years ago. Like, oh, okay. That was before the movie came out. So somebody says, safer on the ground or in the air for tornado? My flight leaves at 9:30.
I would say in the air. Because they can just go around it.
Yeah, like once you get over the storm, it's not that bad, right?
And so, they won't be taken off if it's dangerous, so.
Well, I know we have pilots out there that can tell us. It's still bouncy when you go over
it. Yeah.
But 201 says, first you have my five-year-old talking spreads and over-unders, and now he's sad because Halloween is canceled and we have to watch movies.
Oh, that sucks.
I didn't say cancel it. It's just, I mean, don't go out there if there's tornadoes and lightning. And as appealing as that candy is, well, first off, you probably have candy at your house for the other kids.
Yeah.
Well, if they're not coming out, you can give it to them. I don't want any Blitzers kids getting lightninged or tornadoed. That's a negative. We're trying to raise a new generation of these guys. Let's not do this.
Yeah, if they're anything like the last generation, then we could probably lose a few.
Well, that's true. But turn around, don't get tornadoed. That's the thing. So 614 says, should I early vote in my Riddler costume? Oh, yes, you should. So 713-780-ESPN 281. So what do you think about them letting Marwin walk? I think it's a huge mistake. I think they'll make an offer for Marwin, but I mean, I don't know.
I know Marwin finished the season strong, but doesn't it feel like the first three quarters of the season people did nothing but bitch about Marwin and how he's just a guy again, and last year was a big phony baloney season, and then he got hot and everybody forgot it. But yeah, he wasn't all that great for the first few months of the season.
Yeah, and listen, this is where everybody gets into speculation, and I've said all along, if Paul Goldschmidt's available, that's the guy I go get, and then I turn Yuli into Marwin, let him play all those positions.
Yeah,
Goldschmidt at first, because that would be a huge, and that's the bat I'd be looking for.
I gotta be Marwin Gonzalez hit .247 this year. That's his worst season since 2013, and in 2013 he wasn't playing in 140 something games. I think you can do better than Marwin.
Yeah, and look, you can't keep everybody.
You can't. It's impossible.
But I expect them to also fill some of these holes. And listen, I think the pitching staff, if you can start off with Verlander and Cole, you're in a really good spot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Josh James is the next big thing. I sure like what I saw out of him. Maybe he becomes that. If he doesn't, well, you know, what he was last year was pretty good. That's a good guy to have on your roster. I still think they bring Morton back.
They should bring either Morton or Keuchel back, at least one of
them. Yeah, and then I'm all for making a run at Eovaldi if you can get him. You add that guy, I think you're in pretty good shape.
I think you're in great shape if you add that guy.
It's a third starter on a World Series team.
Yeah, let's say you can't add him or you can't keep one of the two guys, I'd be fine stretching Brad Peacock back out. You just need...
Yeah, I don't... You get one more really good guy, and I mean, you've got plenty. Maybe Whitley does become that guy.
Like the idea of relying on James and Whitley, because you know how I feel about these guys.
Yeah.
And once you start to put a full season load on them.
No, but if those guys are, if you're hoping one of them develops, that's okay. Counting on both of them, no, you don't want to say that's your 4 and 5 or your 3 and 4, more importantly. No, but if that's your two guys fighting for the 5 spot, you feel pretty good about it. One of them's going to do all right.
You know who could be the new Marwin? Tony Kemp. He came up as a second baseman.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I like Tony Kemp a lot. And Tony Kemp likes us. DJ asked, what about the Pelicans question, though? Whether or not they finished
it
better. I knew we forgot something.
Yeah,
I knew it.
That's why you only ask one question.
You don't get two questions.
Man. I'm probably leaning towards Pelicans finishing higher than the Rockets at this point, because I'm not seeing any. I mean, it's still early, obviously, but I think the Pelicans are pretty good, and the Rockets look really bad.
Well, it's the Rockets. Let's be honest about the Rockets. One thing to say, it's early, which it is, but they're a long way from being decent.
Yeah,
much less a playoff team.
Dude, and I think what's crazy is there's no discussion of why it's okay for players to basically want to play with their boy and blow up a team that was one game away from the finals last year.
I think there's a lot more issues there. I mean, they're not that different, but they're playing a lot different. And they need to get Harden back and get everybody healthy.
Well, they added a player that demands the ball.
Yeah, but it's not like he's been demanding it that much. I mean,
no.
And it's not like he's taking shots away from somebody who's making them.
He's also a player that basically is a zero on defense.
Well.
And then Yeah, I'm telling you.
Which makes him Ryan Anderson, which is what they had last year.
It breeds an environment of if one guy doesn't play defense, it makes another guy slack on defense, you know.
I just don't think they have enough to be competitive right now, and I think they've got to work in a lot of guys, and I don't think they're close to what they were last year right now. I don't think they're close to being decent, but I don't think it's impossible. Okay, so what he was trying to tell us on the phone is like the dudes at Wholesale Electric in Houston's whole shipping department dressed up as Border Patrol. Okay. All right. All right.
Timely.
Yeah. So he says the sun came out of the clouds here in the Southwest, Mother Nature playing with the kids' emotions. You might be able to get a window in there where you guys can get out.
Maybe.
Yeah. And somebody said they didn't blow up the team to add Melo. They really didn't.
No, but they changed the team. They changed.
The team was changed before he was here. They added him to, you know, I mean, it's not like you said, oh, we're going to bring him in to be this key cog to replace all these guys. It was like, well, he's, you know, hopefully we'll give you some offense was the plan. And so far, not so good, but nobody else has worked out either. And the reality is, was Trevor Ariza really this important to this team?
Well, it's kind of looking that way, isn't it? I mean, from a defensive standpoint,
because Mbamute was nice, but he was also
hurt a lot.
Yeah, and
but I'm telling you, you threw away two guys who were defense first guys, right?
I don't say they threw them away. I mean, they weren't going to pay Trevor Ariza $15 million.
Fair.
And Mbamute, they offered a contract. He chose to go elsewhere. So I don't think throwing him away. It's like you lost those two guys. But if that was the reason you won 65 games last year, that's kind of silly.
It just seems like, would you agree that Carmelo Anthony is usually the kind of player that Daryl Morey avoids?
He's
an inefficient scorer.
But he falls in love with guys. Michael Carter Williams is a good example of that kind of player too, yeah. Frankly. So, a couple of things from Twitter. Disco said Baby Biscuit and her were supposed to be Marge and Lisa Simpson. Of course, she vetoed that, so now there are Bilbo Baggins and an elf. Who's Bilbo?
I don't know.
No.
It's a good question.
Christina says Maddie's going to be the 13th doctor. Okay. And Cody asked, what about Patrick Corbin? I think he's going to get a bigger deal than Keuchel, frankly. I think he's going to be one of the most sought-after guys out there.
Charlie Morton?
No, Corbin.
Oh, Patrick Corbin. Yeah, I agree.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? There's more action to bet on tonight. There's more midweek college football. There's NBA. There's all kinds of cool stuff. College basketball right around the corner. NFL tomorrow night. College football all weekend. Breeders' Cup is this weekend. If you want to get in on the horses, you need to go to MyBookie. And it's the place to go. If you've been thinking about it and you're ready to take the plunge, MyBookie is where you want to bet. Because the reality is, a lot of these websites put your money in, may not necessarily get it out, even if you win. That's not the case with MyBookie. They're safe, they're reliable, they've been in business for years, and when you win, they pay. In-game live betting, which is also cool if you get home late and don't get in time for the game to start, but you can do it then and make some money. Just go on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. Or go to mybookie.ag. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters! Do it! Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy What Are the Odds Wednesday / Halloween. Hopefully it will stop raining long enough for kids to get out. Oh, really?
No. It's never going to stop.
I'm just looking forward to it being cooler around here.
In the words of Rob Zombie, never going to stop. Seems appropriate on Halloween. Never going to stop.
Didn't he also say never going to give you up, never going to let you down?
That was a different guy, not Rob Zombie.
Okay. I get confused. John, what are you doing with a Brock Osweiler Dolphins jersey? How the hell did that happen?
Somebody sent it to me.
Man, how come you get all the good stuff?
I have no idea.
I didn't even know they made a Brock Osweiler Dolphins jersey.
I feel like this is a cruel prank, but I don't know why somebody would like spend $50 just to kind of, you know, give this to me.
I got to tell you, that looks like more than a $50 jersey to me.
It's a heat press. It's not one of the stitching, so I'm guessing it's one of the cheaper ones, but it's still like, what, $50, I think.
Interesting. All right, let's squeeze in a couple calls here. Is that Lucian? My eyes are so bad looking at this light. What's up, Lucian? Go ahead, Lucian.
Sports
to you.
Man, I just kind of wanted to figure out, I know you always give your best and honest opinion, but what do you already think about adding Demaryius Thomas to this Houston Texan?
I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. I think it's a good addition because what are they? What were the other options?
And yeah,
you didn't give up a lot. It's an easy contract to get out of if you don't want him next year.
I think it's a win-win for both teams. From a Broncos perspective, they're getting rid of a big contract and a guy who is slowly getting phased out, and they get a pick for him. And from the Texans' perspective, you get a number two receiver who I think will be more effective with Deshaun Watson throwing him the ball, and I know I'm about to get Case Keenum hatred, rather than Case Keenum, and also a guy who's going to be a clear number two as opposed to a 2B, 2C even. And so the Broncos get to see what Cortland Sutton can do, and the Texans get a guy who helps quite a bit. I like the deal. I still think that if you were only going to make one deal, I would have preferred a cornerback or an offensive lineman. But those guys weren't really available. In fact, a lot of the names that were floated, other teams were interested in, and nobody traded for them. So of the guys who were available, I think they did fine with it. And I don't care about the salary cap number. They've got plenty of cap room. And if they decide they like him, they may renegotiate. So from that perspective, doesn't really matter.
Wow.
All right, let's do one more. Hunter.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Always to you guys. I just want to kind of touch up on the Astros and Marwin Gonzalez. And if they don't go ahead and, you know, if he doesn't go ahead and re-sign or do anything like that, I was thinking about Josh Harrison. He's a great utility player. You know, I wouldn't necessarily feel in the Marlon Gonzalez role, but I feel like it would be a pretty good, you know, acquisition.
The problem with Josh Harrison is where would you start him every day? Like, I've never seen maybe Josh Harrison's played outfield and I just didn't know it, but unless a guy can play the outfield, Josh Harrison's not really a guy who fits you.
I know everybody falls in love with the guys who are, you know, your guys, right? So everybody's in love with Marwin. I get that. I just think there's a replacement for him on the roster, whether it's Tony Kemp. Like I said, if you do get aggressive and go get a Paul Goldschmidt, then Yuli can become that guy. I don't know if he can play outfield, but you got Kemp out there that can play outfield. I think Marwin's replaceable, probably from within. And, you know, that's okay. But I do think you need another bat, even if you re-sign Marlon. And I think the numbers that would cost to re-sign him would preclude you from going after a guy like Goldschmidt. And
what should be your priority?
To me, I'd rather have that.
Yeah. Although Goldschmidt at this point,
for a one-year rental, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, they picked up his option, so they'd have to trade for him.
Right. Well, that's why I think that's why they picked up his option, so they could trade him and get something for him. And because I think they're about to be in sell mode there, and that's fine. You know, you've got assets to trade, so I think priority wise, I'd like to see another big bat in the lineup. That would do it. And they obviously have to do something at catcher. I wouldn't have any problem with them bringing Maldonado back. I know he had a couple of games where he couldn't catch the ball, but he's still pretty good defensively. And yeah, I'd like to see that. But otherwise, I mean, there's not a lot they need. They'll have to fix the pitching, and that's going to be a domino thing. We'll see what happens with who they bring back. And if you go into next year with Verlander, Cole, Morton, fill in the blank on the back end, you're still pretty good. I'd like to see him bring in somebody else. I think that'd be great, but you know, you can't keep everybody, and they still, as they are today, without the free agents they're losing, they're still the best team in the division.
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN.
I don't know, man. Oakland, what they did last year, you think it's fool's gold?
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's, well, Oakland never puts 2 years in a row together. I would be more concerned about the Angels.
Seattle.
Angels or Seattle, one of those two. Although, you know what, I'm pretty much convinced that Seattle's going to fool me every year. They're going to play really well for a stretch, and I'm going to think, wow, Mariners finally got... No, they're not. They're going to be 500 at best, maybe two games over. I still think the Angels are the team in the division that could put together enough to come after you because, you know, you look at the names on there, you'd feel pretty good about that team.
Yeah.
But they never quite get it either. So... 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. What are you going to be drinking tomorrow when you can start drinking again?
Obviously, Carbach, yeah. And Sunday, November 4th, this Sunday. Gates are at 1:30, music's at 2. Carbach's hosting the second annual Foam Hinge event at the brewery. Eddie Trunk is going to be your host for the evening. The year's lineup has gone international. There's going to be rock acts from Australia, UK, Canada, the United States. The lineup's Wolf Mother, April Wine, Red Fang, The Sweet, and Texas Flood. It's going to be a great show. Tickets are just $23 in advance, $30 at the door, or you can get VIP tickets for $80, which will get you a separate entrance, VIP area with an optimal view, indoor restrooms, 3 beers of your choice, access to some special tappings, a meet and greet with Eddie Trunk, and a buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. Go to CarbachBrewing.com to get your tickets today. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all the details about the concert. And pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or just tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Have you checked out sportsmap.com today? Because if you haven't, Shane Bell for you. You know what's on there? AJ Hoffman.
Yeah.
With his NFL midseason report, which we'll go over a little bit next segment, including his power rankings. We've got Lance Zierlein's Z report. Demaryius Thomas trade helps Texans now and later, he says. Have Joel's video still up from yesterday. Brian O'Donnell has a story on the Texans needing to coach right because of the evolving roster because of injuries. We mentioned Steven, the weather guy, comparing your local athletes to Halloween candy. Would you like to hear some of these?
Let's do it.
Jose Altuve to Snickers. Says, chocolate, caramel, and peanuts, you just aren't the same without it. Three-tool MVP player. Alex Bregman, Sour Patch Kids. A sour exterior followed by an oh-so-sweet interior, impossible to quit once you start them.
All right.
Justin Verlander, M&M's, gold standard of candy that never seems
really
age. Yeah, M&M's is a gold standard. Yeah, I'd say M&M's and Skittles.
Really?
Yeah, they were around long before you were born, sir.
Yeah, but the gold standard, I mean,
for candy, yeah, I think of M&M's.
So if you could, I mean, like if you said the perfect candy is M&M's,
well, I'd say perfect. I would just say the gold standard in terms of most well-known candy that everybody
most
loves.
Respected?
Yeah, most respected.
You think more respected than Snickers?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, M&M's were around long forever.
Well, just, I mean, candy corn's been around forever.
Yeah, but nobody likes candy corn.
I don't know, man.
Well,
and Reese's Cups?
They're good, but they're not M&M's.
You're crazy, man.
No.
Drunk.
You're just, as usual, putting your own preferences above what the rest of the world thinks.
All right.
Yeah. J.J. Watt, Gummy Bears, says you think they'd eventually get boring, but they consistently deliver and are ultimately lovable. I don't see some of these. I would never eat a Sour Patch Kid or, you know, Gummy Bear unless it's got something in it.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, Pop Rocks. Says, deliver that kick of excitement just when you need it. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins is Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
That's a good thing.
Says, you know it's good, but it is always even better than you thought it would be when you bite into it.
Oh, yeah.
Will Fuller, Butterfinger. Disappointingly brittle.
Fair. Oh, boy.
Here's one you'll agree with. James Harden, candy corn.
Oh, no.
Says the face of Halloween candy, but no one actually likes it.
Man, is there a more disrespected league MVP in his own town than James?
Well, you started it. You're the one that says
all this.
But
I was saying it before he was the MVP. I mean, now he's the MVP. Put some respect on his name, Cody Stoops.
No, you're the same one. That wasn't Cody. It was Stephen the Weather Guy.
Oh, Stephen the Weather Guy?
Yeah. Chris Paul Hershey Bar, a known entity that commands respect but is likely to be melted by the end of the night. And Carmelo Anthony, pretty much any candy that's been sitting in a drawer for 3 years.
That's probably fair.
Yeah, they say, hey, candy is candy. How bad can it be? You take a bite and realize you made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
So, there you go. Now, I'm not saying M&M's is my favorite, but I think M&M's is the most respected. Certainly. Most common, too.
They do have their own store.
Yeah, they had...
But so does the Hershey.
Hershey has had one in the New York when we were staying there, right? There was a big Hershey store there.
You don't think Hershey is on the same level as M&M's?
I think they're probably
like Hershey's
close.
Kiss?
Mm. Hershey's Kiss, I think, more of as a
holiday snack?
Well, more Christmassy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about Halloween.
Okay.
Jeez, did you see what Disco tweeted us? So you should get plenty of listeners the next 2 hours.
I haven't even pulled
traffic
up Twitter
situation.
Today.
You should pull it up.
Okay.
You know what I'm seeing here, which I never see, is a lot of purple.
Oh, on the map?
On the map, yeah. 45 has a bunch of purple and red. 288, purple, red, and orange, including one long stretch of purple. I-10, purple. 59, purple, both ways.
I didn't get it all.
That's not going to be cleared out by the time I leave here.
You consider that color purple?
Oh, what is it?
That's like maroon. It's almost brown.
Whatever it is, it's not a color I'm used to seeing on maps. I thought red was the worst.
You're getting a lot of people upset about your M&M take.
Well, I don't give a bleep.
They say it's nonsensical.
Then they're stupid. Just like you. It's not my fault.
Hey, what?
You're a bunch of dumbs.
Dude.
Oh. 713-780-ESPN. There's nothing dumber than arguing over candy.
No, there's not. Twix is strong, though.
See, if you're just asking personal favorites, Kit Kat.
Kit Kat's
done,
good, too.
End of discussion. If I get one candy, you talk about I could have one candy piece of candy, Kit Kat.
But you know what sucks about Kit
Kat? Followed by Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Like, what's good about a Snickers bar is you eat that bar, and it's almost like a damn meal. If you eat a Kit Kat, you're not going to not be hungry after that. You got to have like 4 or 5 Kit Kats to be even quenched.
No, not anymore. I can barely eat chocolate. Oh, well. But back in the day, yeah.
John, candy of preference?
Kit Kat.
Okay. You and Fred, you have so much in common.
I found this story, the most popular candies in the United States. And Fred is right. M&M's is number one.
All right, so all of you calling me an idiot and dumb, go bleep yourselves.
And this is coming from the Baltimore.
Do you want me to do that now or after the show?
No, go do it while you're stuck in traffic and you're in a crap mood.
No, I'm talking about me.
Listen, I'm not saying they're my favorites. I'm just saying that's the one.
Yeah, this article is from the Baltimore Sun. It says the M&M's are the number one top-selling candy in the United States with an annual sales of $673 million.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what we call that? Dickweeds? Scoreboard.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups comes in at number 2.
Okay.
516.5 million.
I prefer Reese's Pieces to Peanut Butter
really?
Cups.
Yeah, I prefer the cups.
I love the pieces, and I'll dump
pieces,
a whole bag of pieces in my mouth
at once. The pieces are like poor man's M&M's.
Yeah, it is.
No, yes, not. They are.
Yes, they
That's
are.
What they are.
They've
they
got
are.
Peanut butter in them.
Yeah, but they're the same thing. They're little chocolate pieces copied There's, off
it's
of
not
M&M's.
Even chocolate. It's just peanut butter.
I like
peanut butter M&M's greater than regular M&M's, by the way.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I like the Reese's Fast Break.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's almost like a Kit Kat.
I want a little bit of crunch in my candy.
Yeah. Hershey's, the Hershey bar, number three, $475 million annually.
Now, most people just eat that with s'mores. They're not eating that by itself. Anybody who eats a Hershey bar, like that's your candy of choice just to eat straight up, you're a weirdo.
Snickers, number four, $441 million. I don't know if this is considered candy, but Orbit Gum is number five.
No, that doesn't count.
No, that's a different category.
Okay, and then Trident Gum, and then...
No.
Stop telling us about gum.
Yeah, just skip over the gum.
What's the next candy?
Number nine, Kit Kat. $198.9 million
I have to say, that's way too low.
Well, it's about fifth on the candy scale.
Yeah.
You got to wipe out all that garbage gum talk.
I mean, yeah. the whole point I was trying to make, I'm not saying that M&Ms are my favorite by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that's the gold standard.
Where's Twix?
Number 12 after two, after three more gums.
Where's Milky Way?
Milky Way sucks.
Twizzlers, number 13. Skittles, 14.
Skittles is too low.
Dove, 15. Three Musketeers, 16.
Oh, Three Musketeers is garbage.
Starburst, 17. Milky Way is 18. Butterfinger, 19.
Butterfinger's garbage.
Hershey Kiss, 21.
Too low. What about Zero Bar? Do they still make the Zero Bar?
I don't know.
You know what I like? Whatchamacallit. You never get that on Halloween because it only comes in full size. Yeah. But that's the best candy bar, man. I don't know what's in it, but damn, it's good.
Holly says, now every time I eat one of my favorite candies, I'll think of biting into DeAndre Hopkins. This is now awkward. Supply your own joke with that. So,
Been there, done that, huh, Holly?
Wow. Dr. Dre sent us a picture from 610. That looks brutal. Dark clouds and nothing but traffic.
Now I'm in that weird middle ground where I want to go home right now, but...
Well, there's no point. Yeah, right? If you left now, you get home the same time as if you leave when the show's over.
Yeah.
What, just because you were wrong about something? You want to leave?
Yeah.
That's pretty pathetic.
That pretty much ends my day.
But I don't really like it. You know what I really hate? What are those bigger M&Ms that have... Like, what? They have something in them.
Peanut M&Ms?
Are they almond M&Ms? Or
they have almond, too.
Yeah, I hate those.
You don't like almonds?
I like almonds, but not in a candy.
So you don't like Almond Joy?
No, I don't like Almond Joy.
Oh, you don't like coconut, huh?
No, coconut.
Man, I love coconut.
Coconut is awful.
You don't like coconut either?
Hell no.
God, you and Fred are like the candy twins.
All I know is that, like I said, my top five, if I had to pick, if you're telling me, all right, here's your candy gifts, Kit Kat 1. Reese's Peanut Butter Cup 2, probably Snickers 3.
Okay. What kind of candy do you think Juggalo Trey likes?
Oh, he'll eat anything. He's a candy corn guy.
All right, candy corn?
Yeah, he's got to be a candy corn guy because you have to be a little off to like... Because candy corn is like Nickelback.
I think of him as like a Sour Patch Kids or
maybe
something like
close.
That.
He said Starburst.
Okay.
Starburst, yeah. Okay.
No, but candy corn is like Nickelback or Drake. Nobody wants to say they like it, yet it still sells like crazy.
Does anybody like gummy worms?
I can do gummy worms.
I mean,
I'd rather do gummy bears.
Really?
Yeah, I like gummy bears. Like
I prefer worm to bear because I feel like you get two different flavors worm. I like that.
I only do gummies if they've got weed in them. That's pretty much anything now, though.
When I was in San Antonio, we stopped at some candy store, and I got like a 4 foot long gummy snake, and I could eat about 9 inches of it, and then I was like, I'm dying. I can't eat the rest of this thing.
Was that a tweet from Holly?
It could have been. It could have been.
Boy, she's just walked into it the rest of the show, hasn't she?
She's always walking into it. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley Davidson. Get down to Republic Harley Davidson today. See why they are Houston's number one Harley dealer. Ain't even close either. 200 plus bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. They are your best choice. The staff's friendly, reliable, experienced, well-trained in every department. They're now open Mondays. They're open 6 days a week, offering double points in all departments on Mondays only at Republic Harley Davidson. Today's the last day of No Worries October. You buy any new Harley, you get a 3-year extended service plan and 3 years priority paid maintenance. All you're going to have to worry about is the gas. Bring in your trade today, ride out on a new Harley. They've got the largest selection of 18s and 19s in the city. They've got the ride you're looking for. They've got the color you're looking for. They've got the options you're looking for. They've got it all. And if you're new to riding or you haven't rode in a while, they've got classes. going on every weekend. Give them a call or visit republichd.com for more information. Come see why Republic is Houston's number one dealer. Stop in and visit them. 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or they're always open online at republichd.com.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.